Bobby Meeks in the word prayer.
I have a following bow this morning again, thanking you, God, for your wonderful blessings. Thanking you, God, that things are as well as they are. Dear God, we pray, God, for your continued blessings, God. Heavenly Father, would you, Heavenly Father, heal us from all sin, sickness, disease, and affliction, dear God. But Heavenly Father, would you help us and strengthen us, God? Would you, Heavenly Father, arm us, dear God, to fight this spiritual warfare, dear God, that we are committed to battle with today, God, that our enemy is not flesh and blood, dear God, but remind us, dear God, that it's with principalities and powers in the day that we live in. Dear God, let us not realize, dear God, and focus on the flesh, dear God, but help us to keep our eyes focused on that heavenly prize. Heavenly Father, thank you for the hope that is within. Thank you for taking up your abode in my life, dear God, when you saved me. And Heavenly Father, we pray today, God, that everything that's said and done during this service would be to your honor and to your glory, dear God. And may our lives, God, glorify you in a positive way, dear God. And we ask, dear God, that you, Heavenly Father, when it comes time for the message, would you bless our humble pastor, dear God? Would you just draw him close to you, God, and send your preacher, dear God, to Heavenly Father, to fill him up today. And we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Y'all can be seated. Look at page 114.
114.
Every day,
every day,
every day,
sorry,
every day.
page 317. 317. Love lies the way. They're going to change keys and we're going to step it up just a little bit. So just hold on right here.
My name is Lord. Think about it.
Think about that. Think about that. I'm going to ask Vanessa and Royce to come up. Let's see. It's on. We're going to share a song, and it is so good. It's good to have our visitors here.
Yes.
Good to have our visitors here today.
Yes.
Good to have y'all with us. And we're going to share a song, which my voice ain't the best in the world, but it's all right. It's the name of it. So that's all right. It's all right. It's going to be good.
Brother Wayne, and after that, would you sing I'd Rather Have Jesus?
Okay.
You can try.
Yeah.
Testing 1, 2.
You just turned on here, Brother Royce. And Brother Royce, I know he's not feeling very well today.
Blessing God.
And again, he was in the merch room yesterday. I guess half a day at least in the merch room yesterday, not feeling very well. But you know, he came this morning, and I think he told him yesterday, he'd rather, if I've got to stay in the hospital, just send me home and I come back next day. But he won't be in church today.
Amen.
Very bad. So I know he's not feeling very well. Just pray for him.
God bless him.
This next verse right here, when your steps are getting slow, listen to this, because mine's like that a little bit too, I can tell you. It's been a blessing to be here this morning, and I'm going to try this on page 506. I think 506.
Uh,
Does anybody have a word of testimony you'd like to share this morning? Word of praise.
God, the Lord.
You know, there's not a... Yes, brother.
Royce was an inspiration to me, and I know for sure, but he reminded me a lot of Bo. You know, he didn't, Bo never quit.
Never quit.
I really love him
and admire
him. God bless
God. Yeah, I think, went to the ER yesterday. When he lay back on that bed, he said, I just want to go to church. And that's a testament to anybody.
It should be.
And the spirit that he has for, you know, and the love that he has for this church, not just for this church, but for God.
Sure.
You know, he inspires me.
Yeah, he inspires a lot of folks. Again, he's the very person here every Sunday morning. And we got out of the car this morning. I know he wasn't feeling very well. But, you know, he said, I'd rather be here than do it.
But, you know, when I get up to walk in the morning on Sunday, he's always the first car in the park. Well, sometimes he's out there that early, and I come out a little bit early.
Yeah.
I pray this week a lot. I always pray about the church. And I pray that the church will be full every Sunday. But, you know, God spoke to me very clearly this week. He said, Mark, if you put me first, the pews will never miss.
You can thank the Lord.
If you put me first, because I'll draw all men.
Amen.
And I thought about that. All the people in the church. I'm so appreciative and thankful that I see Jesus when I walk in the door. I see Jesus when the songs start. I see Jesus when I hear the testimonies. Amen. I see Jesus when I'm inspired by people of faith that are faithful to this church. I see Jesus when I hear the message. And it inspires me that when people come in this door, do they feel Jesus? Do they see Jesus? Is he number one? And more importantly, for me personally, do they see Jesus in me? Do they see Jesus in my hands and my feet? Do they see Jesus in the way I walk, the way I talk? Do they see him? If they do that, if we put Jesus first here, and I'm so grateful for my brothers and sisters who do that, this church will be so full of every standing room.
That's right.
I just pray, and I'm so thankful that we do that.
Amen. You know, in saying that, you know, we're so blessed with wonderful talent. You know, Sister Marilyn and Chris and Sister Diane back there. We are so blessed with talent. And just to hear them play, you know, they don't even have to say a word. Just to hear them play, what a blessing they are to us through their playing. But that's a gift from God. God has given them that ability to do that. And what a blessing it is. And, you know, and again, I'm just so thankful to be here. And there's no one I'd rather have than I'd rather have Jesus.
Amen.
There's no one can satisfy like you can.
Like that's right.
You know, I've got all y'all are great friends, and I just draw strength. I was sharing in my Sunday school class this morning. I draw strength by coming to church. But I draw strength from y'all, but the main strength is coming from Jesus. Because y'all draw strength from him. I'm just feeding off y'all strength. So I just thank God for Jesus. I'd rather have Jesus than anything in the world.
This world of
Deputy Lord.
Thank you.
God bless you. Yeah. Yeah.
Bless. He said in one place, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. And I thought about that, Brother Mark, as you were testifying about the house, filling the house up. And it's not something we can do on our own or on ideas, but it'll be by glorifying Jesus Christ, lifting him just high as we can lift him up. And that can't help but draw people today. There's nothing like the Spirit of the Lord. He's the answer to every problem that mankind faces. And I'm so thrilled about that today. I love him and I appreciate him. I'm thankful for all our visitors that's here today, our home folks, and Sister Donna over here. It's good to see you here with us. That's Sister Diane. Sister-in-law met her at a funeral not too long ago. And it's good to have Brother Johnny Allred's daughter and her family here with us today. And I had to ask her who she was. I remember her when she was just a little thing, and she had some brothers that were live wires. I mean, they was live wires. And but she was always the, as Brother Johnny would say, she was always the good one. But those, all of them, her brothers and herself, they've all grown up to be fine young men and women. And I love them. We're glad y'all are here with us today. And just make yourself at home. And we hope the Spirit's made you feel at home here today. And if you'll turn in the book of Malachi, the last chapter, or the third chapter. Third chapter of Malachi, the last book before the New Testament. And I'd like to read something here that I hope will be encouraging to you, and it was to me. And I just love the Lord today. And it's good to see this number that's here for the month of May. I always anticipate May being decoration month. I always anticipate folks being out for decoration. So I'm thankful for this, for the ones that are here. That are here today, more than I expected. In the third chapter, very familiar scripture, in the third chapter, in the 10th verse, he says, bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven, pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and he shall destroy, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts. And all nations shall call you blessed, for ye shall be a delightsome land, saith the Lord of hosts. And let me just for a minute kind of give us a brief summary here of Malachi. The majority of the book of Malachi refers to the people of robbing God. And it talks about the sins, the dishonesty, the ungratefulness of the people, blemished offerings that they were offering up to God. I don't mean to be Debbie Downer, but this is just what the prophet is talking about here, what was going on. He said being selfish with their tithes, he was talking about that. And I believe that when we're talking about tithes, we're not talking only about supporting the church financially, but our tithes, our self-offering of ourselves. And that's what a lot of churches are lacking today. Most churches have enough money or more than enough for expenses, but a lot of churches are lacking workers in the field.
And I believe that that was a problem maybe going on here that Malachi was addressing. They were also marrying heathen wives and heathen husbands, which was going against the teachings of God. And that was going on. People just were doing all sorts of things that were contrary to God. The priests were, they were backslid, and they were becoming a stumbling block to the people. Instead of being an influence and a blessing to them, they were becoming a stumbling block. But there's a glorious side to this, as I just read you over here in this third chapter. There's promises to those that will turn back to God. There's promises to those that will turn back to God. God would have every right to say, well, if you're going to stay in this condition, I'm just going to wipe you out. And some people he did. Some people, it brought an early death to them for the kind of life they were living. But we serve a merciful God today that wants to forgive, and he wants us to come back to where he would have us to be. And in this, the prophet talks about the coming messenger of the new covenant. And I believe he was talking about John the Baptist that would come, a voice of one crying in the wilderness. And then he talks about here a pouring out of great blessings upon the people. Now, there's a lot of people believe that this pouring out of blessings was something that was in the past. Some people believe that it's still yet to come. But I happen to believe that I'm privileged to live in the day where the pouring out of blessings is right common today. And if you don't believe so, I believe it's because we're living below our means or our what we can have today. And so we're living in a day and time where, boy, you can ask and God will give. He will bless. And back in this day and time, if the people repented and got rid of their selfish ways and began to do, thus saith the word of God, the blessings of God would come. If they didn't, that would make God a liar. And we know that he cannot lie. There's one thing that he cannot do, and that's lie. So just for a few minutes, I want to preach to you about gifts that have never been opened. I want you to think about that just for a little bit. Gifts that are never opened. And somebody said, preacher, I don't know what you're talking about. When I get a gift, I immediately open it up. But I had an experience with an elderly woman, and I found it to be in a lot of the people of that generation. My mother took on an elderly woman and her husband that didn't have any kids. And I remember mom just kind of became a daughter to this lady, and she was way up in her years. And I remember that when she died, her not having any family or any kids, we were the ones that went through her house and started getting all of her belongings out and seeing what we could do. And Brother Michael, we found so many gifts that had been given to her that were still in the cellophane wrapper. And this wasn't a woman that was well-to-do. She could use this stuff, but for some reason or another, she didn't open it, but she had it neatly put away in drawers. And my mom said, what a crying shame that she didn't open these gifts. She had nice nightgowns she could have put on and all different things. But later on, Dad explained to me, he said, son, when you come from her generation and what she went through, you put back and you're afraid to use it because there's be a time when you really need it and you want it there. Unfortunately, she died with it still wrapped up. It was given to somebody else that could use it. But in that, I want to talk to us about gifts that we never do open. I'm talking about gifts from God. I'm talking about planes that we never have reached yet. And somebody said, preacher, I've been saved and I felt the glory of God. Well, I have too, but I'm going to tell you someday, I believe that there's heights that I have never been to, Brother Mark, that God has in store for you and I today. Amen? And he says here, the prophet says, that if we'll ask him today, that he'll open the windows of heaven and he'll pour us out a blessing that we'll not be able to contain it all. The psalmist David said, my cup overfloweth. That means that the blessings were coming out in such an abundance that the vessels he had prepared for him wouldn't hold them. You remember one time a lady over there that she owed a debt that her husband owed, that and when he died, she didn't have anything to pay it with. And we know how the prophet came over there, and all she had was a little bit of oil in a cruse. But he told her, go and borrow vessels, not a few. And they just kept pouring and pouring and pouring. And they said, bring more. That's all we've got. We need more vessels. I'm going to tell you something today. How there's gifts that you and I have never opened. How today we may have them put back somewhere. Or maybe we don't feel like we're worthy of them. Or maybe we don't even feel like they're even there. But I'm going to tell you something. If we'll ask God today, and we'll ask in faith, amen, he'll open up them windows, and he'll begin to pour blessings out that you and I will not be able to contain today. Gifts never opened today. I feel like a lot of people, a lot of Christians today, go to their grave not knowing, I'm not saying they wasn't saved, they're saved, but not knowing the full benefits of their salvation. Come you on. Believe that? Yes. Do you believe Come that on. Today? There's a lot of folks today that we buried that never saw what God really had in store for them. I've always said if it was just saving my soul and nothing else, that would be everything to me. But the Bible teaches me that God goes over and beyond saving our soul today, and he's got gifts for you and I that we can't imagine today. We have to get on a higher plane in order to find them. And I ask God ever so often, I say, Lord, help me to get on that higher plane. Sometimes when I'm not real excited about coming to church, I'll think, Lord, give me the desire that Royce Cloud has to come to church. Amen. And boy, if I'll ask for that, God will open up them windows and he'll pour out a desire that I want to go. I tell you, I was looking forward to getting here today. This wasn't one of them mornings that I was dreading it. I was looking forward to getting here today. I really was. Seemed like 10 o'clock just couldn't come early enough. And I got up early this morning and I started studying and I couldn't get nothing last night. And I began to look and ask God. And God said, I've got blessings for you that you don't even know about today. I've got things in store for you that if you'll just reach for them and you'll just ask, I'll open up some windows and I'll just pour it out to you. Amen. Somebody says, preacher, you're serving a different God than I do. No. He said, ask, and you shall receive. Seek, and you shall find. Amen. Oh, preacher, I've asked, and I can't tell no change in my life. He said, because when you ask amiss. Amen. But I'm telling you today, if you'll get sincere with God and you'll say, God, I want to be on a higher plane than I'm on. I'm not here preaching to you about all kind of worldly treasures today. This goes farther and above all of that today. But I'm talking about the blessings of God. Amen. Boy, there's some gifts that I've never opened, that I'd like to reach and get a hold of and open them up today and find out what God has in that storehouse today. Hey, amen. The prophet was telling these people, if you'll get back to where you need to be with God and let him bless you today, he's got blessings for you that you can't even imagine. Praise the Lord. Over in Ephesians, Paul told the church at Ephesus, he said, now unto him that is able to do exceeding Brother Mark Jones used to want everybody in his church to learn this verse by heart. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. We've become accustomed to disappointment, hadn't we? Amen. I'm that way a lot of times. I'll just brace myself for expecting disappointment. Amen. And I try to brace myself so that when it comes, I'm not shocked. But God tells me you can live like that if you want to. But I got blessings for you that'll overcome all of these trials and tribulations and trouble that's going to come in your life. I've got blessings that you can overcome all of that. And you can go through this world shouting the victories of God. Amen. Sometimes I ask God to help me be a little bit more Pentecostal. Amen. Help me, God, to get full of your spirit, that I might not only over here at the church house, God, but help me, Lord, out in the world, that I might exemplify how your life. He said they will call you blessed. Why will they call you blessed? Because they'll be able to see what God's doing in your life today. Right. Amen? Amen. I'm afraid that we carnally have this thing out of order a lot of times. If I can add this to my house or add this to my vehicle or do this or that, then I'll be noticed as being blessed, or I'll be noticed as having lots of nice things. But I'm going to tell you something today, something far over and beyond that. The older I get, Brother Chris, the more I realize that the blessings of God overcome all of the natural things in this walks of life. The material things become less and less important, and God's mercy and His grace and His blessings become more and more and more important. Do y'all have a lot of stuff that's rusting? Boy, I do. Amen. I'll look at something and I'll say, boy, I had big plans for that. And I'll spray some penetrating oil on it and try to get it back. But really, I look at that and I say, this is everything I've got. It's what's happening to it. Everything I've got, no matter if I keep it clean, no matter if I keep it in the dry, it's slowly disintegrating. Amen. And so my hope is not in those things. I just hope they'll last long enough till I draw my last breath. But I'm going to tell you something today. God has got blessings for you and I, joy unspeakable and full of glory today. And I want all I can get. Boy, I want to pull up to the table and I want to eat. Now I realize tomorrow I may not be as high as I am. They probably won't be. But right now I'm going to enjoy the blessings of God. Amen. God, the devil can throw something at me here in a little while, but right now, I want to enjoy the blessings of God. Amen. Paul said it's more abundantly, more than we could think or ask. We're so used to having limits on things in this world, and everything's got a limit, that we're so used to that, that we'll spiritually get in our mind that God is limited on what He can do. But He's not. But He's not. He's got plans. Boy, folks, that He's blessed with talents. I'm talking about talents maybe to sing, or you've heard them. And we know some that God has blessed and they've just buried it. They've just buried it. And you're thinking, boy, if they just open up that gift and share that gift with other folks, what a blessing that they could be and what blessings they would receive. Amen. Bible teaches us it's better to give than to receive. Amen. So when we look at the one that was given one talent that hid it in the earth, wrapped it up in a napkin, and we look at him, we say, Lord, he shouldn't have done that. There's a lot of us in our life today that's doing that very same thing. We're taking what God has given us, and we're not using it in the way that God would have us to use it. I'm going to tell you something. When I get around God's people, He can take the downs and the troubles of this life. And when I come in here, Brother Bobby, we start hearing folks singing and testifying, praise reports. We start hearing folks that have enough confidence in the church that they'll ask a prayer request from the church. Those are blessings. We ought to feel blessed that folks would think enough of the church to even do that today. Amen. So there's gifts today out there that you have not opened yet, that I have not opened yet. Kids will, at Christmas time, they'll open up gifts and a mom or daddy will say, there's still one under the tree there that you hadn't found. I'm going to tell you, there's more than one gift out there that's waiting for you and I today that'll put glory, it'll put blessings in your life, and it'll make you an influence to others. Amen. Let me read this in closing. Jabez, and I preached on this not too long ago, Jabez was not afraid to ask. I'm afraid that we've got to a point to where we think it's selfish to ask God for blessings. Listen to me. And I realize there's a lot of things that we need to pray for today, especially those that's lost, dying in their sins. But we've gotten to a point to where we feel guilty a lot of times if we ask God for more blessings. But I need more blessings. I do. Oh, if He stopped blessing me right now, I could say that I've been blessed. But I need more blessings. I need to be closer to Him. Listen to what Jabez said here. And by the way, Jabez appears in 1 Chronicles where there's just a list of this one begot, this one begot, this one begot, this, the boring part of the Bible. And all of a sudden, it comes to Jabez and said he was more honorable than his brethren. And it said, and this is what he prayed. He said, and Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, oh, that God would bless me indeed and enlarge my coast, and that thine hand might be with me. Listen to all the ands in this. And that thou wouldest keep me from evil, that it may not grieve me. The best part of this verse is, and God granted him that he requested. And after that, it went back to talking about it. This one begot this one, begot this one, begot this one. And Jabez was the only one that the author found reason enough to bring up and mention his name. Isn't that something? So if you're not afraid to ask today for the blessings of God, some people think they're blessed out to their limit. I've gone as far as I can go. I can't be blessed anymore. You still need to be reaching. He's got more in store for you today. Brother Michael, when I look at my life, I'm fixing to close, be getting us a song. When I look at my life, and I think about then, and I think about now, and I had no idea as a teenager in my early 20s what God had in store. I'm sure you could say the same thing, what God had in store. Because, see, I couldn't see into the future. But if I had an inkling of what He had in store, I guess it would have scared me to death. To an old boy that never was going to get married, was going to consider himself a hermit and wanted to be a hermit, God changed all that when I asked Him. Lord, I need you to bless me with something. Okay, what do you need a blessing? I need somebody I can love. Somebody that'll love me back. Okay? It ain't that simple, preacher. It ain't that simple.
Yeah, it is. Come on.
Bless you, Lord. When I got to a point in my life where my job was becoming a stress, and I've told y'all before that I didn't know I was scared to make a move because it always made me a living, and I was scared to step out of it. But I wasn't enjoying it, and it was getting worse and worse. I said, God, if you'll just help me, Lord, and get me out of this and provide for me a living, Lord. I said, I'm not but 38, 37 years old, and God, I can't retire. I got to make a living. But God, I want something that's not as hectic on me, something that doesn't interfere with my sleep, something I can have peace about. He said, just step out there. Here's a blessing. And boy, they just started coming like that. Ask, you shall receive. No, my life hadn't been a bed of roses. I could tell you about a lot of valleys that I've gone through. But I'm going to tell you this. Since I put my life back in the church with God, the blessings outnumber all the troubles and trials and tribulations that I face. And I'll tell you what else God does. Is when them trials and troubles and tribulations come, and they will come. When they come, He will be with me. He will be with me. When I got that call yesterday that little boy had passed away, I got a call Friday night that he was in ICU and he was in bad shape. Got a call the next morning that he had passed away. And I thought to myself, oh, how horrible for this family to go through this. But God, you said in your word that all things work to good for them that love God, them that are called according to His purpose. And the little boy's grandmother told me, I said, how's Tabitha holding up? Well, she was in one hospital, the little boy was in another. I said, how's Tabitha holding up? Does she know yet? Have y'all told her? She said, yeah. I said, UAB, let her go over to Children's and see him and say her goodbyes. And she said, this is what Tabitha said. Said, the Lord gave him to me, and the Lord's taking him away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I'm going to tell you something. He will take the worst things that could happen in this life, and He will somehow or another, don't ask me how He does, but He'll turn it into a blessing. And folks will be reached to God. Folks will be drawn to God because of it, amen? And I feel like that's exactly why I've seen it happen too many times in deaths of my friends and acquaintances, of people here that's left this walks of life, that somehow or another God takes and He uses that, and others are drawn closer to Him. I want to encourage you today, go after the gifts that's still out there. Preacher, I don't want to be a hog. I want to save some for somebody else. You ain't serving no regular God today. This is a God that can do everything. He's got an abundance. And it's a crying shame that there's folks that have already died and will die without accepting the main gift of all, and that's the gift of salvation. It was to whosoever will today. And if you turn that gift down, if you turn that gift down, you will spend an eternity in a place where you were not intended to go. Stand, everybody, get us a song. If everybody will stand, amen.
549.
And if you need to pray,
celebration.
If you feel like you're in a lull in your spiritual life today, if you feel like you've come to a place where you're just about maybe evened out or maxed out, let me encourage you today to ask Him, do what Jabez did and said, bless me indeed, enlarge my coast. He wanted to be protected from his enemies, that it wouldn't grieve him. Boy, that's just a blessing in itself. God, don't let evil grieve me. Keep me safe from it. Boy, that'd be one just to shout about if you didn't do another thing in this world. Go ahead and sing. Whatever God
God wants you to do. If you need to be saved, if you need to move up closer to Him, if you need to unite with the church, whatever God's leading you to do, do that. And see if He won't pour you out a blessing today. A lot of us know what God wants. We know what He wants out of us. But we've just come to a point to where we just don't have enough faith to trust that if we step out, that He'll fulfill His end of the bargain.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. He's a just God. He loves you today, and He will keep up His end of the bargain. I promise you that today.
Your website. I'm pressing on the upward way.
Why don't you come?
I'm standing in every